Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Matthew chapters 10 to 12. How can we become more like Jesus? We read in Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 and 25 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Through the above statement, our Lord Jesus Christ implied that his disciples will be identified with him by virtue of their relationship. He was their teacher and they were his disciples. He was their master and they were his servants. He was the Lord of the household of which they were members. To be a disciple of Jesus was to follow his footsteps. It should not be surprising that a disciple should expect to be treated better than his or her master. If the religious Jews had called Jesus Beelzebub, which is the name for the Philistine god of flies, the name used by Jews to denote the devil, it is certain that they will heap even greater insults at his disciples. Thus, discipleship involves sharing the master's rejection. To the disciples of Jesus in the first century, it was clear that they would have to endure ill treatment, and that included persecution and even martyrdom in the hands of the other people. Thus, Jesus clearly states what it would cost to be his committed disciple in a hostile environment. In fact, Jesus exposed one of the greatest hurdles that would prevent anyone from being his disciple. Fear. The fear of being misunderstood, the fear of being persecuted by the crowd, and the fear of being alienated from one's own family. When the disciples of Jesus were identified with him, however, the fears are countered with the blessed hope of having the promise of a better, rewarding relationship with their Lord and Master. Jesus was actually preparing his disciples to take up the daunting responsibilities and accept the repercussions of representing him on earth in a skeptical world. In today's marketplace, for the disciples of Jesus who are born again Christians, what does it mean to be like Jesus? The Word in Life Study Bible has beautifully drawn 8 different portraits from Matthew's eyewitness account, so to give us some clues. Number 1. To be like Jesus means to accept our roots. 2. To be like Jesus means to engage the world's pain and struggle. Number 3. To be like Jesus means to commit ourselves to other believers, no matter how weird they appear to be. Number 4. To be like Jesus means to admit our vulnerability to temptation. To be like Jesus means to openly proclaim the message of the gospel. Number 6. To be like Jesus means to commit ourselves to changed thinking and behavior. Number 7. To be like Jesus means to serve others, especially those who are oppressed or without Christ. And number 8. To be like Jesus means to affirm others in leadership. The world will hate us because it hates Jesus while he was in the world. However, be rest assured that it is a wonderful privilege for us to be the disciples of Jesus, even though there is a heavy price to pay. We are like sheep among wolves, enemies of our own household, and cross-bearers of our own responsibilities in this fallen world. Let us sincerely attempt to be more like Jesus with each passing day. Let the following hymn by Eliza Edmonds Hewitt be our prayer today. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me.